Good morning, everyone. You might call the track of this particular crisis from the sublime to the ridiculous to the dangerously uncertain, but thousands, if not more, airline travelers are still caught in a standoff between protesters and the government of Thailand and the Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat. And even though the two airports in Thailand are under a state of emergency and the protests that are taking place that have shut down the airports emerged just in the last few days, the crisis in Thailand has been growing for months and began with a comical appearance by Somchai Wongsawat, the prime minister, on this cooking show.
So later.
No, salt butter or not?
This one?
Yeah.
This was sweet butter.
Sweet butter.
Sweet butter.
Okay.
We have to continue the rally. We want democracy. We want the prime minister resign from his post. That's it.
I cannot let this protest cause any more unrest and misunderstanding. That is why I declared the state of emergency.
That's chanting and protesting at the airports in Thailand. And joining us now to talk and to set into context this latest airport crisis into the context of a crisis that's been brewing for months is BBC correspondent Jonathan Head in Bangkok. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hi, John. I'm down at the airport now, actually, as we speak. Pretty rowdy here, but still quite a festive atmosphere.
Now, it's festive in the sense that the government has declared a state of emergency and wants to remove the protesters, but so far hasn't made any sort of military effort to try to do it. Is there a sense of any sort of political demands from the protesters that would end this crisis early?
Well, their demands that the Prime Minister simply couldn't accept. I mean, they want the Prime Minister to resign, and their demands go deeper than that, John. I mean, these protesters do not like any government associated with the former Prime Minister. We've got to go back a little way. Thaksin Shinawatra, a very powerful man who's in exile now, but the current government is led by his party. It's a party that's very good at winning elections. It's got a lot of support up in the countryside, and the protesters here cannot stomach the idea of any party associated with him being in government. So what they're actually suggesting is that democracy should really be torn up and that Thailand should have a sort of semi-democracy with half of the members of parliament appointed. The government, of course, says we were legitimately elected less than a year ago. We won't accept that. The government's problem is it's a fairly weak government anyway, but it also does not have the support of the army. And the police have so far not been anything like strong enough to come in and retake this airport that is absolutely, it was vital to Thailand's economy.
Well, Jonathan, over the last several months, I've talked with colleagues and friends who live in Bangkok who say that life has gone on normally, even though this protest has continued. Yet, as you point out, this airport is the lifeblood, the artery of the Thai economy. This is a major escalation, and life can't go on as normal now, right?
I think we'll see a steady erosion. I think it's one of those crises where the full impact will only be felt later. But we are seeing, in effect, a complete collapse of any kind of normal law in Thailand. I mean, the protesters have carried out the most extraordinary, breathtaking actions, and the police have been powerless to stop them because they're not liked, they're demoralized, and because the country is deeply polarized. This has been a long political crisis. It's been germinating over probably 3 years, where there's been no resolution between people who still passionately support former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra and his party who are now in government, and those who passionately oppose him. I should say those who oppose him, the ones who are holding this airport, it's hard to measure their support. There's not that many people here. Now, perhaps as I look out now, about maybe 3,000. But their tactics have been incredibly sophisticated. They've got military backing, and crucially, they have the backing of some very powerful figures close to Thailand's influential monarchy. And that's given them enormous confidence. They're very well funded, too. I mean, some of the government supporters are describing this takeover of the airport as nothing really different than a real coup. And that's what's so dangerous, because if in this vacuum, which we have now, the military do step in, and that's quite probable now, the supporters of the government are likely to come out en masse and oppose that. It will be a lot worse than the last coup.
Jonathan, before we go, I want to ask you two questions. One, what are the regional implications of this? I mean, is China going to tolerate this sort of instability on its border indefinitely? Or maybe they're actually happy about it because China competes with Thailand on certain commercial levels?
No, I think China prizes stability above all things in the region and will be deeply dismayed, as indeed all of Thailand's allies. Remember, Thailand is one of the closest and oldest allies of the United States. And I can tell you, the diplomats are tearing their hair out. They're beside themselves. They see a country that has been seen as a bastion for stability and for economic progress in this region for decades, literally falling apart, and they don't know how to stop it. They're urging the government to regain control of these airports because Thailand is effectively cut off. And remember, they've got lots of their own citizens trapped here, unable to get out. At the same time, they recognize any operation to retake this airport, if it's bungled, which it might well be, might well spark off a military coup and much worse chaos.
Jonathan, very quickly, any chance that the stranded passengers will get home anytime soon?
Look, they've been getting some flights into the military airbase, the one left over from the Vietnam War at Utapao. That's about 2.5 hours south of Bangkok, but not nearly enough. I think passengers can get out, but it's not easy. They've got to drive to other airports or even take cars or trains to neighboring countries. So they're really determined they could get out, but it's difficult and it will take them a long time.
Well, Jonathan, thanks so much for that update. Jonathan Head is the BBC correspondent there at the airport, one of the airports that's under a state of emergency and closed in Bangkok, Thailand.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.